Now let's lead off with the Bloomington City Council passing a wait-and-see resolution concerning Connect Transit and the recent public campaign to undo a route cut and fare increases. GLT's Charlie Schlenker has more.
The resolution expresses support for a working group set up by the Connect Transit Board. That body is looking at the future of the bus system and its funding. The panel will report back in the fall. Councilmember Jeff Crabill tried to insert a substitute resolution. That failed. Some council members said it came with short notice. Others said it sounded too much like an intergovernmental agreement and the town of Normal hadn't had a chance to weigh in. Crabill says he's okay with that because the resolution that did pass asks for a focus on the system as a whole to make sure the mission of Connect Transit is being followed.
That we focus on both ridership and coverage, coverage meaning people that are dependent on transit, whether they're able-bodied or paratransit.
The resolution also calls for exploring ways to offset fare increases if the working group concludes fare hikes and route cuts are warranted. City Manager Steve Gleason says in the case of Connect Mobility, which serves those with disabilities, that amounts to an extra $30,000 per year.
If the working group also agrees with the original budget submission by the Connect Transit Group to increase the fares, I've got a council that believes that it's a relatively low cost that we would add to the amount that we've contributed to hold the mobility fare increase.
Bloomington already supports Connect Transit with about $1.2 million per year. Most bus systems have their own taxing authority and are not dependent on municipalities. Connect Transit has proposed a change to the Pink Route, which will add stops in the Orlando Avenue area in Normal. The six-month use experiment will offset the loss of the Olive Route. Yet, Bloomington Council members such as Kim Bray say they might want a closer look in the future by renegotiating the intergovernmental agreement that created the board and determines what it can decide to do.
Significant changes, whether or not a fare increase, for instance, of the nature that we've seen here would be considered a significant increase requiring council approval and from both bodies in order to take effect.
City Manager Tim Gleason says he's not sure if there is a norm for how closely municipalities oversee transit boards and what they allow them to do on their own, but certainly revisiting the intergovernmental agreement, he says, is in order.
You know, that's something that should be done yearly, you know, where you revisit and you see if there's things that are a part of that IGA that shouldn't be there anymore. We need to update.
Though the heated debate over Connect Transit Board decisions is showing signs of abating, at least for a few months, Gleason says there's an upside to the controversy.
Because even if we find that some of the complaints weren't warranted, really an output of this is how can we improve the service that we currently provide, one, and then two, what do we believe our transit system for Bloomington Normal should look like?
Connect Transit will soon give the Bloomington Council a presentation much like the one given last week to the Normal Council, unpacking data that led the board to approve fare increases and route changes in the first place. I'm Charlie Schlenker.